In the third parak in Pirkei Avos, the first Mishnah, Akavya ben Mahalal Eloimer, Histakel b'shloisha dvorim v'yato boli de'aveiro. Sounds very powerful and appropriate for in Yonei de'yoyma. Focus, not just look, but focus, histaklus, on these three things, and you won't come to do an aveira. Sounds like a great formula for, certainly for Kabbalah ala Osid, for the process of tshuva. Da me'ayim bosa, know from where you came. Onata hoylech, and where you're going. Ulefnei mi'ata osid liten din v'cheshbin. And in front of whom you're going to have to answer and give a din v'cheshbin for everything that you did and do in this world. And then he continues, me'ayim bosa mitipos rucha. Where did you come from? From just a rotten drop of nothing. And where are you going? You're going to end up in the cemetery, a place of dirt and worms and so forth. And in front of whom are you going to have to give a din v'cheshbon? In front of the Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKodesh Baruch Hu, in front of Hashem. So these three things, Akavya ben Mahalalel says, if a person can focus on these three things, and the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that Me'ayim Bosa, that reduces the Gaiva, Lona Tohelech reduces the Taiva, and Lifnei Mi'ata Osid, you realize you have to give a Din V'cheshbon, so we're going to make sure that we straighten our act out. Later on in the Perek, there's other Mishnayos. There's another Mishnah. It seems it's Huhoya Omer. It's the Maimer of Rabbi Akiva, who spoke in the previous Mishnah. And he says like this, Chovi Vodim Shenivra B'Tselem. Man is very precious that he was created B'Tselem Elikim. Chiba Yaseiro Noidas Lo Shenivra B'Tselem. Even an additional Chiba that it was known to him, Ki B'Tselem Elikim Osa Esa Odom. Chaviv and Yisrael Shenikru Bonim Lamokim. Klal Yisrael is very precious because they're called Bonim, children to Hashem. It's even a greater measure of love that it was known to them that they are children. Chaviv and Yisrael shenitlehem klei chemda. Klal Yisrael is very precious. They were given this klei chemda, this object of desire, the Torah. It's a greater expression, achibo yisera, that it's be known to them that they were given this klei chemda. Shenemar ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. I've given you this special gift. Do not forsake my Torah. And that Klechemda is obviously the Torah. So there's two different approaches over here. So the Abarbanel on Pirkei Avos, it's a whole Arichus, so I just want to very briefly summarize it. But he says, Akavya ben Manal, in the fourth line from the top, Nosan derech shalo yovo ha'odum lidei aveira. Gave away not to come to do an aveira. Kishi yistakel bepchisus chumroi ugnus hascholosoi shemimenu nivra. When he looks at the lowliness of his material being and the gnus, the gnai of the beginning of where he comes from, Gam kein behavsedo v'chilioso shu hoylech lamokom ofo rimus alei. In the end, that I'm going there, and memela, that's going to keep him from avera. For Rabbi Akiva, heishiv olov. Rabbi Akiva, he says, is answering him. He says, shahaderech hayoyser amiti lehistalek odo mino avero bechol minei chatoim. The truer way, the better way, the more effective way to keep a person from Aveira in all kinds of chatoim, who bishmiras hasyogim uvasoi so odom mishmeres lemishmartoi. He says it by making gidorim, syogim, fences, and mishmeres lemishmartoi. I have protective devices that are keeping me further and further away from chait. I do things to the Torah gave, the Chachomim gave, and we have our own shmiras that we set up to keep us from chet, because the human being is nichshol, and we need special gedorim to keep us away. And they said, ukshes taklus hatzorich lasu ze einu bignus. He says, the histaklus that's needed to get to this point of the building these gedorim, einoi bignus choymer ho'odum b'prisus hascholoso v'soifoi k'divra akavya. He says, this is not the way. The way of thinking of the lowliness of the human being and the lowliness of his beginning and all of that, he says, that's not the way to get this. Avuhu k'shistakel b'shloisha inyonim acherim shehem yakir yoyker ma'alosoi v'remamus madregosoi b'metzius k'fitzurosoi. He says, the way to get to this is for a person to recognize his greatness. Look what milus he has. He was created, and then he goes on with a whole arichas. He shows how each one balances the other one. He was created b'tzelem elikim. He is considered bonim l'ashem elikechem. He was given this special, precious gift of a kli chemdo. Says these things underscore for him his greatness, his gadlus, his chashivus, the special love that Hashem has for him, and so forth and so on. And these are the things that are going to make the difference. And I thought that it's very interesting. You know, we talk sometimes about how that on the lowly levels that we are, that sometimes the focus on fear and the focus on the prisus of life and materialism and all these things is a bit much for us. It's too overwhelming. And we have to be more positive. And we have to uplift the person rather than to put him down. And when we get put down or when we become overwhelmed, it's very detrimental because we're so weak. And we look back to the previous generation and we see that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta put an emphasis so much on Yira and on these other, which to us seem overwhelming, focuses. And we wonder we're really so much less, and is it because we're so much less that we can't do that, and what's the line, and how do you look at it? It seems from here that the Abarbanel says that the approach of Me'ayin Boso, Lona Toheilech, V'lefnei Mi'ato Osid, Litein Din V'cheshbon, is not the best way for, not just for us, for the lowly of the lowly, the Yasme of the last generations, but started from Pirkei Avos, started from the Tufa of the Tanoim, that he disagrees with Akavya ben Mahalal, and he says, no. He says, if you want to get a person to do what he has to do to protect himself from chait, then it has to be only with this uplifting message that no matter how great he is, on the level of the highest greatness, on the level of a person that Akavya ben Mahalal was sure that if you'll tell him, and he'll be mistakel on these things, such a person will e ato boli de avera. I'll never come to do avera. So that's a tremendous level. That this is taklis. It's a promise. It's a guarantee. We must be talking to people who are shaykh to such a thing, that people who are on a level that is taklis could do it for them. And even to them, Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, no, that's not the way. He says, first, they have to recognize their greatness. They have to know they're created b'tzelem elokim. They have to know that they're bonim l'ashem elokeichem. They have to know that they were given a klei chemdo, the Torah, and appreciate who they are and how great they are and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and respects and cares for them. And he goes on, he explains it later, more barichas in the bottom. It's kedai to read the whole thing. And he says, and this is what's going to make all the difference. And this is not just talking for us. So I think, number one, when we feel that the negative or the pressure or sometimes is overwhelming, so we shouldn't feel that, oh, we're so lowly, we're so no ke'ofer ve'efer, we're nothing, and yasme de yasme memela. It seems that Rabbi Akiva said that even on a higher level, even on the highest level, even on the level of people who Akavya ben Mahalalel thought that they could be mistakel and they would be eino boli de avera, Rabbi Akiva said, no, everybody needs that. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're so lowly because we need to know that we were created b'tzelem elokim and that there's Chiba Yaseira that we were let to know, and we're Bonim Lashem Elokeichem, and we're given the Kli Chemdo. That's something that everybody needs. On the highest levels, Rabbi Akiva said that we need that. And it seems, though, that it doesn't work automatically. It's not automatic. Oh, I'm telling Mother Kim, not everything is going to be good. Because he says something else. He says that the Tzelem Elokim and the Bonim Atem and the appreciation of the Torah and the Kli Chemda is going to lead me. What's his dispute with Akavya ben Malalel? He says, Rabbi Kiva Heshev Olov Shehaderech HaYosr Amiti Lihistalek Min HaAveiro Bechol Minei HaChatoim Hu Bishmiras HaSyogim Uva'asoy So'odom Mishmeres L'mishmarotoy. And then he just says, how do you do it? You have to make siyogim. You have to make fences. You have to make defenses. You have to make gedorim. You have to take preventative measures. Only with those preventative measures can we keep ourselves from chet. And he says only that the histaklus in the gnus is not going to motivate us to do that. Aval kishi yistakel b'shloisha in yonim acherim shemehem yakir yoyker ma'alosei v'rei memusei madregosei v'mitzius kefitzu rosei, then he will be ready to make the siogim and the gedorim. It isn't an automatic process. Tzelem Elokim, I know. I'm bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, I know. I was given the klei chemdo, I know. But I have to do something. And I can't just motivate myself positively to do it. It seems from the Abarbanel that the Iker dispute that Rabbi Akiva had with Akavya ben Mahalalel is that in order to make the Gedorim that are necessary to prevent the Avera, this is the positive motivation that you need. So we need that positive motivation. A person has to come to realize he's B'Tzelem Elokim and he's Borim Lashem Elokeichem, and the Torah is a Kli Chemdo that's full of benefit and it represents this special Chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. And all of those realizations are not enough. Those realizations are the motivation that's going to say, hey, now I'm motivated, I got to do something about it. Without doing anything about it, that's not going to work. These are such lofty things. Imagine, I'm a Tzelem Elokim. I'm Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. I'm the beneficiary of the Klei Chemda, of the Torah that's given to me. I'm the bearer of the torch. It's not enough. It has to translate, and that's the only thing he says, or Akiva says, that will translate into this commitment to make gedorim and siogim. And I think that, especially at a time like this, we have to really think in those terms. Everybody's human, and some of us are more human than others. And everybody needs those gedorim and those siogim, and it doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't happen automatically. Imagine that. I know that I was given a Torah Misinai from the Bayre Olam. I know that I was created B'Tzelem Elokim. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at me as Bonim. I know that he showed me the Chiba Yaseira, that he let me know all these things. And all of that is not going to do it. All it can do, all it has to do, help me to be motivated to create the Siogim. And that's really where Musa comes in. The biggest Siog to anything is a person has a Musa Seder. He doesn't violate that Musa Seder, doesn't forego that Musa Seder. He doesn't compromise that Musa Seder for anything. I'm focused. I'm thinking. I'm learning. I'm growing in Chochmah Samusa, so I have deeper insights all the time and reviewing the insights that I know in order to appreciate more how to apply them and how to use them and how to understand them. And I'm learning Musa Bispilus. I'm constantly taking the information that I know and making it penetrate to my heart so it will affect my actions in the deepest way, because the motor that motivates and moves and fires up all the actions that we do, it's the heart. So I'm trying to penetrate those things to my heart. And I have to do actions of Chinuch HaMusa, which also remind me and deeply embed in these values and these attitudes and these actions and these thoughts and these commitments through the repetition of those acts. And I have to do Cheshbon HaNefesh. Without Cheshbon HaNefesh, I have to stop. I have to be able to face it and to think. And cheshbon nefesh is a gather because I think, where am I supposed to go? What are my goals? What's expected of me? And how am I doing? Am I getting there? But that would seem to me that that's the greatest, the greatest tachbula, the greatest mishmeres l'mishmartoi. How can I protect myself? I can only protect myself if I'm willing to evaluate where I'm going and what I'm doing and what I'm supposed to do. And even though the Pchisus may not be able to do it for me, and I have to look at my elevated Tzelem Elokim and Bonim Lashem Elokeichem and recipient of the Klei Chemdo. But in that context, when I do these things, it shouldn't be depressing. It shouldn't be putting me down. It shouldn't be making unnerving me. But I'm a Tzelem Elokim, who's Bonim Lashem, who's recipient of the Klei Chemdo, and therefore I want to make sure that I set up the right barriers, the right gedorim, the right siogim, the right protective devices, in order to make sure that I act according to this godless with which I was given, this godless with which I was created. And therefore the cheshbon hanefesh, even though it touches on my shortcomings and my this, I didn't do this, and I should have done this, and I should be doing this, but it's this great person who should be doing this. It's this beloved person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who should be doing this. So it can be an uplifting process because I'm trying to protect that Tzelem Elokim, that Ben LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that recipient of the Klei Chemda, that one that it was a special Chiba HaKadosh Baruch Hu who showed that he let us know that he's giving us these things too. And that's what I'm trying to present, to protect. Therefore, the protection can become a deeper appreciation of my godless rather than an undermining and a contradiction to it. So I think if we want tachlis, we really have to think about what gedorim we can make to protect ourselves. The motivation has to be our greatness, and the gedorim have to come, lemaisa. And there are so many gedorim. There's so many gedorim, so many things we could do. We know that we live in a world today which needs extra gedorim, because the world is, besides being insane, has invaded our most intimate privacy. And Mimela, we certainly have to have Gedorim when it comes to technology. We certainly have to have Gedorim when we come to learn that in the place where we learn, the technology remains remote, it remains far from us, it remains locked up in the cabinet, it remains away, because otherwise, one and another, this disturbance, that disturbance, another thing, this distraction, that distraction, before I know, I'm completely distracted. And all of these things, there's so many others and so many positive things that we have to do just to remind ourselves of who we are and where we have to go, but that can make all the difference. And when it's done in the context of a Tzelem Elokim and a Ben Lashem, and a recipient of a Klei Chemda, then it's something that could add and enhance the uplifting feeling rather than do something to put us down and destroy us.